You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, it's a very exciting week, right? You know, we got taxes due today. We got Passover going on. We got Easter coming up. Very, very busy. Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm still kind of getting over the whole Christmas and the holidays. But, and then, of course, it's spring break. So you got the kids running around, and the kids are kind of grumpy because they want stuff to do. And then they, you know, go into your chocolate stash that you have been keeping since Christmas, right? Because you knew you kind of get hungry around Easter time. And if you run out of eating all your peeps, you need some chocolate. And, you know, so it's also, shall I say, a little bit of a stressful time, but that's okay. But, what also adds to the stress is, I guess there's a headline that we need to be careful with these Easter lilies, because Easter lilies could actually kill your cat. They say, if for those of us, do not get excited about killing the cat. We love our cats, okay? We love our kitty cats. The FDA wants to remind us that tiger lilies, Asiatic lilies, day lilies, Japanese show lilies are a safety threat to our little baby kitty cats. Mm-hmm. All right. They say eating small amounts of plants or grass is kind of normal for cats. My cats, I don't understand what they eat. In fact, I saw the other cat going into the toilet bowl today, and that really makes no sense because they had food and they had water. Don't know why he had to go into the toilet bowl. Okay. But the entire lily plant, the leaf, the pollen, the flower is poisonous to them. According to the FDA, even if they just eat a couple of leaves or lick a few pollen grains off their fur, cats can suffer acute kidney failure within a very short period of time. And for any of us who had a cat die of kidney failure, we all know how horrible that was. It was bad. I mean, we bought the Epogen. We hooked the veterinarian had a port, and we would try to put fluid in the port. And I mean, it was so rough, and it was unfortunately a very painful time for our cat until finally the veterinarian, you know, said, let's call it. And it was a horrible time. Now, I don't think the cat ate any lilies. I hope to high heaven the cat didn't, because that would really make me mad. The cat was actually, everything was fine until the cat stayed at a family's house. And then ever since then, they just start to lose weight and look funny, look odd. And then 6 months later, the cat was dead. So that was that kind of, but eating lily plants, they'd probably die quicker, unfortunately. So first you start to see vomiting. Then within 12 to 24 hours, the cat starts to urinate frequently. And then the kidney failure sets in. Then the cat stops urinating because the kidneys can't make urine. Because the kidneys can't make urine, then when I know we're all like, yay, the cat doesn't pee up the place. You don't understand. If the cat's not making urine, then there's the back pressure of the kidneys. The kidneys are not getting rid of the toxins that they have to. Potassium starts to go up, etc. Okay, so, and kidney damage. A lot of people with kidney damage, they don't urinate. You know, or they could urinate too much. We talked about kidney failure and kidney issues in humans. Okay, so get the cat to the vet, etc. They say calla lily and peace lilies do not cause kidney failure, but they could irritate your cat's mouth and esophagus. Lilies of the valley could be toxic to the heart, causing an abnormal heart rhythm. They say if you think your cat has eaten any type of lily, go to the veterinarian. Lillian. All right, so cats and lilies. I know, just one more thing to worry about. Wasn't poinsettias an issue? Don't we have to worry about poinsettias? I guess I'm not, I forget. There's some other plant during the holidays you got to be careful for with your animal, like if your dog eats it. Yeah, I don't know. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I guess there was a embryo mix-up. I still don't understand how this could happen in this day and age. But apparently, I guess there was a woman in Rome who became pregnant with twins during fertility treatment. But the embryos she was implanted with were not those of hers and her partner's. The woman didn't learn of this until she was 3 months along. The switch happened December 4th at Sandro Pertini Hospital in Rome. Four couples received treatment that day, and it's unclear whether any other improper pregnancies resulted. No word how the mix-up happened. Somebody probably was like, no, and then didn't say anything because they didn't find out till later. That's very, very kind of concerning. But I guess when they did genetic testing, they found that so the country's health ministry is now investigating. They say no further implantations are being done at the clinic right now. I guess back in 2009, an Ohio woman was also implanted with the wrong embryos. She gave birth to a baby boy and then gave the boy over to his biological parents. In the year 2000, there was an in vitro mix-up. A San Francisco woman was implanted with another couple's embryo. I think the woman in Italy is going to actually keep the twins. They say the Italian woman here in another article, she actually is going to, the woman has not been named, but I think she's going to keep the baby. Apparently the lawyer representing the woman said if she had wanted an abortion, she would have already done it. Experts say the real mother of the twins, her pregnancy ended in miscarriage. So, and apparently the true mother of the embryo, I guess under Italian law, will not get custody. It's whoever gives birth to the children is the legal mother. I don't know if that's the same in America. If whether it's genetic or not. Now, remember the story where there were two women that wanted to have a family, and so one of their male friends donated the sperm, and then years later is being sued for custody. Is being sued for palimony? Yeah, or child support. He's being sued for child support. And the reason why is the law dictates the genetic biological father. Isn't that interesting? So, but in this particular case, they're her kids if she wants them, and she's gonna, I would keep them. If I was impregnated with some other genetic baby, see, to me, you know, I would probably want that baby even more because the baby doesn't have my genes. You know, I was always nervous about giving birth to a girl who would be identical to me because that would be a real scary girl. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom who was working the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I guess Spirit Airline seems to have the most complaints out of any other airline. I gotta tell you, I really like the way their airplanes look. I kinda like that whole gray, you know, computer grid looking thing they got on their planes. I'm looking at a Spirit plane now. It looks kinda sexy. But anyway, they say Spirit Airlines has received more complaints than any other domestic carrier for 5 years in a row. They say every year since 2009 to 2013, passengers were three times as likely to have an issue with Spirit than they were with the second place airline. So the figures were calculated based on complaints from flights to fares to baggage and refunds per 100,000 passengers. As the airline has grown in the past several years, complaints against the airline, they said, have skyrocketed. They said, according to Daily Mail, Spirit received so many complaints they had to be excluded from deeper analysis of on-time performance, baggage mishandling, and other issues. The airline has also had its own, this is horrible, a Boycott Spirit Facebook page and a Twitter handle called @HateSpiritAir. Southwest Airlines, however, had the lowest number of grievances. The findings added, as the airline has grown in the past several years, complaints against Spirit have skyrocketed. Now, I guess Consumer Reports filed with the Department of Transportation said of Spirit, two checked bags, basic meals and snacks, carry-ons, and in-flight entertainment were formerly included in the price of your ticket, but now add-on fees for each of these, a la carte, can easily add to about 100 or more to the cost of a one-way ticket. Now, the reason I bring this up is I love looking at marketing and the whole, you know, psychology of it all, especially with, you know, how airfare has just skyrocketed since the recession. They blamed it on, you know, fuel prices, and I understand plane fuel is expensive. I understand that. You know, my husband used to fly a small plane. It was extremely expensive. So I get that. It's expensive. Okay? But I know that one of the airlines decided to, instead of charging you $500-$600 a flight, charge you cheaper. Okay, now I want to talk about this, not because I want to defend anybody, but I'm seeing this with doctors having low price visits for patients, okay? And some of you may also be noticing it in your own retail. Now, I don't know how much different a Spirit airline ticket is than anything else. I usually fly JetBlue or Southwest. Southwest just seems to be cheaper a lot of times, and direct. And I love not having to pay for, you know, the bag. So I feel like I'm getting a better deal. Okay? And even though the flights now just differ by $5 or something, it really doesn't differ by much. Saving that extra $15 a bag or $20 a bag, you know, to me makes me happy. And that adds up, especially since I always have to pack my pillow and my blankie and all the other good stuff that I like to pack in my big suitcase. It drives my husband crazy. He's like, that's ridiculous. For that money, we could just go to Walmart and buy you an extra pillow and blanket. No, it's got to be my pillow and my blanket. So I think Southwest Airlines, if I remember correctly, if you did have a carry-on, they charged you. If you did want to get a drink on the plane, they charged you. So once they started to do that, people get mad, okay? And people get angry, and they're more aware of what they're paying. Now, you know, you would think 5 years in a row, if somebody was unhappy with the airline, okay, then they wouldn't go back. Okay, if somebody, I mean, I have been unhappy with a variety of airlines in my time, so I just don't use them anymore. I mean, I'm not going to make a formal complaint. Now, if they are mishandling luggage, if this is something that's a routine thing, I get that. But the one thing I find very interesting, and I'm not saying this to defend them, but in terms of psychology of people, including patients, is some people really still want to use that product. So they try to get that product punished to change them so they could still use the product. And you see that when a product is supposed to be cheaper. You see what I mean? Anybody else, if you know, I mean, I can't tell you how many airlines have lost our luggage. Fine, I just don't use the airline anymore. I don't really make a formal complaint. Maybe I should. But you'll sometimes see people go and say, you know, no, make sure they get this fixed. Why? Because they want to use them again. Maybe Spirit Airlines is that much cheaper. And so maybe the reason why they appear to be so overwhelmed in terms of the critiques is because people are trying to beat it into perfection. Okay, they want to use it because it's a cheaper airline, so they want it better next time around. Now, mind you, that's a definite strategy. You're allowed to do that. But I noticed that even in my clinic, okay, we have a much cheaper discount for cash patients that if you don't have insurance, we have a cash discount, okay? All right, fine. That's wonderful. So rather than people saying thank you for having that, people get mad if they want to, let's say, extend that to other things. So, like, for example, they'll say, okay, well, I want this, and 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 I want this. Okay, and then, you know, you're like, okay, no, wait a second here, okay? You know, this is only so much we can do. You know, we're here to help people, okay? You know, one person had to wait, like, 20, 30 minutes for an appointment, okay? They came in as a walk-in, and they waited 20, 30 minutes. They were mad. They were mad that they had to wait 20, 30 minutes as a walk-in. Okay, and I think waiting 20, 30 minutes stinks. It does. I'm with you on that. But for a doctor's office, that's not bad. Okay, it's not perfect, but it's not bad. So the patient wanted to complain about the long wait time. Why not just leave? If you don't want to wait 20, 30 minutes, and you could find some place that'll see you within 5 minutes, let me know, because I'll go to that place. Just go. if you don't like coming here, go. But no. We're cheaper than the other places, so they want to make it work for them. So they complain that we need to hurry up and get and be faster than 20, 30 minutes for a walk-in. Not even for an appointment, for a walk-in. Because they want to know the next time they can walk in and pay the cheaper price, they'll get seen quicker. And you see, so you're going to see more complaints. That's how people work. And not all people, but, and it's kind of frustrating to me. I don't get that. Because what a lot of people don't realize, especially in doctor's offices, is we just won't see you anymore. Okay? It's not worth the low price we're getting just to deal with you not wanting to wait as a walk-in. Would rather you make an appointment? Yeah, we take walk-ins. But if we're going to take walk-ins, you sit and shut up until we can see you. We'll do the best we can. If not, please go somewhere else. And I'm starting to see more, and I should start to see less and less customer service among dentists and doctors and restaurant owners. They're like, go somewhere else. See, no one's making money anymore. And so this whole idea of customer being right starts to, which is really a shame. I kind of wish things were turned. Not that we're making a lot of money. I don't want to make a lot of money. But where patients will be a little less reluctant to gripe and a little bit more appreciative, seeing the glasses half full, you know, vendors and retailers and doctors and dentists and whatever will be more happy to please, because there's a lot of value to that customer relationship. There's a lot of value. Right now, we're losing value. There is so little value right now between the customer and the vendor that you're not seeing a fight for customer service. And that's a problem. Now, I'm not sure if that's what's going on with airlines. I'm not up on what it costs to fly a plane, etc. But if the company is like, look, okay, you know, it's not worth it. We're only making $125 on the flight. Fine. If they want to leave, see ya. This is how things worsen, you know? I mean, so I just kind of find that fascinating. I bet a lot of those people that really dislike them are frequent users of the airline, and they're just trying to make it work for them. And it's a shame. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Just on a personal note, there was a patient that was coming to us for a while, and there was something that was really bothering me about her. Something just wasn't right, because she was constantly coming in for antibiotics, always coming in for antibiotics. And I told her, look, I don't like to prescribe antibiotics. Okay? I mean, not every 3 weeks. Every 3 weeks she would be in for an antibiotic. And finally she comes in yesterday, and it just, something seems suspicious. And, you know, she was having sinus issues, and so I'm like, you know, you got to see your sinus doctor. No, he won't get me in. And she kept saying that for years. They won't get me in. They won't get me in. So finally we said, you know what? We're going to make sure they do take you. We're going to call, and we're going to make sure we, you know, that they do take you, because no one treats our patients like that. Well, it turned out she lied. Okay, she never called them. She never wanted to. She just wanted to come because it was more convenient to come to ours and just get the antibiotics. She never, probably because there was an issue. Either she owed them money or she didn't want to do their recommendations. And when we said, look, we cannot be an antibiotic farm. That's what causes antibiotic resistance. You have a problem for 2 years. Please go. She got mad. She was furious. She says she's going to rip us a new one all over the internet, whatever. Fine, do it, leave, see ya. But, you know, it's just, you know, gosh, I has it always been like this? Or, I mean, you know, were people appreciative of what you do? By the way, we did get her in with the doctor for the next day. She didn't want it. Makes you wonder if she was selling the medicine to people without insurance. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, taking your calls, your questions, your comments. We got Andy on the phone calling from California. Hey, Andy, buddy, how's it going?
All right. I'm just going to go into a support group tonight called Making Change, and I've gone for the last 2 weeks, and they don't want to make change.
Wait, stop. Hold on, Andy. Why are you going to a support group? What's going on?
Well, I'm an individual who has dyslexia, and we discovered years ago that the county, state, and federal government cannot uphold all aspects of the American disability laws in this country because we use tape recorders. And our first statement we make when we go and interact with government is claimant claims all rights and waives no rights, and we may be recorded for quality assurance.
Yeah, stop then, for a sec. Andy, I remember you called yesterday. This was, you actually have a very interesting topic. Just, I don't want you to lose all of us going into it. I remember you called the other day. This is kind of cool. Okay, but separate it just a little bit so I could see how it's related. Because I know you brought that up with the tape recorders last time, and it's cool. I want to hear about it. But first, what's the medical issue that you don't feel you're getting addressed, and then how does that relate to the whole tape recorder thing?
I have a doctor's recommendation from a young age in regards to using a tape recorder for my private notes because I flipped my B's and D's in the last two parts of a phone number. And they've offered me money in regards to a disability check, yet the people that provide the disability rights and the checks to me refuse to accommodate me with the use of a tape recorder to go through the process to get that disability check.
Wow. Okay, so have you been refused not being able to use your tape recorder?
All the way through the process through the district court in San Francisco that we took our claim to.
And so if you go into the courtroom, they won't let you tape record it?
Well, they have what was called Rules of Court 989.3, and we felt that it was very discriminatory to segregate a certain group of people in society that fell on a form to go into a public building, whether it be a board meeting, Department of Motor Vehicles, whatever services it may be, to fill out a form to where what's the nature of your disability is tough to fill out forms.
Mm-hmm.
And we shouldn't have to be outside segregated as a society to send somebody in to get the form for us because we're using a tape recorder to go in to get it.
I hear that. Okay, so you have dyslexia. Are there any other issues that you notice the tape recorder is helping you with?
I use it for work. If I go out and I'm going to be doing tree work, which I do, or install fence work, or whatever it may be, I have a sawmill, too. I do rough cut boards. That if I have instructions to put in a fence or a deck or something like that, that the individual that I have the contract with has a tape recording of the agreement, and I have a tape recording of the agreement, so that when we come up and it's time to get my watered-down pedal notes for compensation for my work and labor and my materials, that there's no misunderstanding in regards to what the contract was.
Do you think it's just an intimidation issue? Do you think it's just people are just intimidated, that you have everything? If I knew that this show was getting recorded, not by you, but, I know my network records my shows. I try not to think about that. But if I knew something was being recorded psychologically, I just start going, oh, my gosh, now I got to watch what I say. And I think it's a natural instinct. I mean, do you have to always disclose? Because I don't want you to secretly, but if you're like, look, I have dyslexia, I need to somehow transpose this for me. Because here's the thing, I want things to work, and obviously the system's not working for you, which stinks. And you've aired that before, and I can totally understand your frustration. What other options are out there so you don't keep hitting this rock or this wall?
Well, I use this conversation here for the booth. And that way where I can glean out this conversation here and have statements from judges where, like Mr. Specchio, where he said, if you and your families and friends came with a tape recorders, we wouldn't get anything done in here. And the next day they dismissed the case. And that was just my friend who's a West Sacramento retired cop who'd been shot in the back with a shotgun, who went in with a tape recorder and a cane. I call him Citizen Kane. And that's the one time we did get the Constitution back. And what we're doing is getting ourselves in a position that Americans, where you can make that simple statement, whether you have dyslexia or not, saying claimant claims all rights, waives no rights, and we may be recorded for quality assurance. As far as intimidation goes, it just turns a liar into an honest individual. That's all.
No, I think it's cool. Now, let me also bring something else up, Andy. No, that's cool. That's cool. I think it's, I dig that. That's cool. Now, let's just look at the situation. Because like I said, I'm in agreement with you, okay? But I'm trying to see how to, I always have to be devil's advocate to see how things can be implemented. Now, I know a lot of us think it's against the Constitution, like what the NSA did. Recording. Now, that's because they didn't reveal it, right? I mean, it needs to be out there where we know something's being recorded, right? Because
if you consent to waiving your rights, we've talked about that before. In your wallet, I'll offer $100 to anybody that can show me their name is in a proper grammar English format instead of a misnomer. And when you accept a misnomer, you've expatriated yourself and you no longer have any rights. That's the issue with the tape recorder. I can show and prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the county and state and federal government is operating under Title 18, Sections 241, 242, Article 3. Sections 2, which is
Andy, I got to tell you something. I got to tell you something. Maybe one of the reasons why, and I know we're running out of time, so I appreciate you calling, but, maybe one of the reasons why you are very well-versed and you kind of know your topic is because you are able to reinforce it using the tape recorder, et cetera. It's an interesting topic, and I know I need to go on to other subjects, but it's very interesting with the psychology of people, thinking they were listened to. This whole NSA issue really, really bothered us. because we wanted to think we had certain privacy. So it's our right to be able to use a tape recorder. It's our right to be able to have a witness. It's our right to be able to have certain things. But when people start to get awkward or feel awkward, it's like ants trying to find a way to get to where they want to, try to, get into another room or to eat or whatever. They're going to find a way around it. You know, I'm always used to things being watched. One thing I warn doctors about and medical students about, et cetera, is realize that patients may be coming in, tape recording you. You know, it's nice that in Andy's particular case, he is, disclosing that he's tape recording. But I think there's a lot of people out there that want to get people, when they don't realize they're saying something. So, like, for example, patients will come in, and I could tell when they're trying to trap me. But like, Dahlia, honestly, you marijuana. You like writing these things. You just do it, for your friends without anybody realizing. No, I don't. I don't. Of course not. I don't write anything for family and friends. You got to be a patient. What are you talking about here? And then you see them kind of look awkward. So, I'm in the public eye. So I am sure there are people out there that would just love to try to do some sort of sting operation that they think they're doing, getting doctors to admit they're doing bad things. But you don't. We do things by the book, which is why I have no problem. I mean, if you want to tape record your prostate exam, go right ahead. I don't care. But then again, you may then have doctors that are going to want to videotape the exam to protect them. And I don't think any of you guys want doctors videotaping or audio taping. Why? Because of privacy issues. It's very, very interesting how privacy doesn't work both ways. Isn't that interesting? Right? You want privacy, but you want to be able to record other people. Right? But then when the government wants to record us, we don't want that. But, it's very, I don't think anybody can pick a side 100% and be happy with that whole thing. Okay? I mean, if we're gonna have disclosure, we're gonna have transparency, then everything be transparent. But no. We want some privacy. Okay, alright, well then fine. We want privacy. But no, wait a second, but I wanna know what the government's doing. You see, it's like a back and forth thing. It's just back and forth. Yeah, I get into these arguments with my kids. One of my pre-pubertal kids, he loves to argue. He could probably be an attorney. He is already kind of going back and forth. And me, I'm very, very good at shooting down the argument, when it comes to my kids. In an adult, it's difficult. But to the kid, I got one up on him. And, I'll say, well, then if you're saying that, then this. And they hate that. I used to do that with my mom. I couldn't stand it because she was always proving her case right. Couldn't stand it. I don't know why I brought that up. I think I'm just so proud of myself because I did that to my kid the other day and I really shut him up good. He was like, never mind. See ya. I'm like, that's right. See ya. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. Pelvic exercises for men. Men doing pelvic exercises. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, everyone. Have you heard about the no-no hair removal device? device that's sweeping the globe. If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No Hair Removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Get away from my food. Get out of here. Go. Go back to school. All right. We are back. Oh, my kid. I am not bringing my kid to work again. I'm sick of this. I have all these little snacks for when I'm on air, and he's already been eating into them. All right. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. If you're hungry, I'll give you breast milk, but not my eats. Leave me alone. Go. It's my food. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Did you guys hear Michael Phelps is coming out of retirement? I know everybody's thinking, is he going to be in the 2016 Olympics? I don't know. I mean, I guess he, how old is he now? He's like 30. Is he in his 30s yet? Or is he 28? No, he's 28. But he would be 30. Ooh, that's old. Yeah, for the Olympics, that's kind of old. I've always fantasized about being in the Olympics ever since the 90s. I wanted to be a figure skater. I know. No, but I would have been a cool one that kind of, you know, rocked out to some real good music. I wouldn't have been doing any of the real classical, you know, girly stuff. I would be doing some real meaty, you know, hard rock type of stuff, a lot of flips, and everyone's like, oh my God, Dahlia's the best figure skater ever. Oh, Dahlia. So anyway, that was kind of always a dream I had. Now, of course, being in my 40s, I don't think I could even get the skates on, you know, with my ankles swelling and spider veins. But, you know, back in the 90s, I, you know, probably could have, you know, done something. But anyway, Michael Phelps, okay, we still don't know if he's going to be in the Olympics yet, okay, but they said he is going to be in the pool, okay? Apparently he's going back in the pool, okay? Maybe with some floaties, I don't know. He's going to be racing. His coach, Bob Bowman, told AP that he is going to be in three events, the 100-meter butterfly, the 50, and 100-meter freestyle competitions, okay? And they say he is just going to test the waters a little bit and see how it goes. I wouldn't say it's a full-fledged comeback. No word yet if he's going to be in the Rio Games, okay? But that is kind of interesting, the idea that we would have, you know, he's built to swim. That's the thing. I mean, that is what his body is built. This is what he is meant to do. Now, I don't know if he has enough endorsements and enough investments to retire on. But, you know, there were a lot of stories of discussions on how many of these Olympic athletes, yeah, you know, they'll do well for a while, but it's very hard for them to go to retirement at that early an age, especially in this day and age. Now, if he thought he was going to later be able to get Medicare, you know, 30 some years from now, or Social Security, maybe what happened is he's been watching politics. You know, he's been seeing what's been happening with Obamacare and all that. And he's like, you know what, heck with this, I bet it still work. You know, but you're only going to be able to make a few million, you know, doing the Olympics. No, you know what? I think I need every penny. So my guess is he's probably looking at the situation going, I need some dough. And if all I have to do is butterfly, right, you know, and, you know, I think the butterfly is hard. I like the froggy style. The froggy style, swimming, and no, not leapfrog. You know where you swim and you frog leg it? Is that, breaststroke? That's breaststroke. Yeah, I could do that because I got the breast for it. Freestyle, just, you know, let me do whatever I have to do. Oh, you know what I like doing? I like swimming on my back a little bit and doing little kickies. And of course, I could also pee in the pool. Okay, I know the Olympians usually pee in the pool. That I could do. So, as far as I'm concerned, I'm halfway there. You know, all I have to do is, you know, compete with a bunch of women who are half my age, and we'll see. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens with Michael Phelps. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, you know, we were talking about Michael Phelps. You know, he has a very, very strong upper torso. Okay, you have to be very, very strong. You have to be very, very fast. These are people that are just built for it. Okay, what about men below the waist? Well, you know, what about pelvic exercises? I tried to transition. Very difficult to transition to the story, but I tried, okay? Apparently there's a report in WebMD that pelvic exercises may help a man's sex life, and premature ejaculation significantly improved after a 12-week regimen. We'll kind of blow through the story pretty quickly here. Pelvic exercises can benefit men with chronic premature ejaculation. Okay, this is not funny. This is some serious stuff. Okay, and a lot of guys have it. This is actually probably more common than you think. It's just a lot of people don't advertise it. They don't talk about it. You don't see a lot of commercials about this yet, okay? And it's basically defined as occurring within 1 minute. And the ejaculation, okay? And it affects many men at some point in their lives. Although different treatments exist, some men don't respond to a lot of them. Now, the study looked at 40 men aged 19 to 46 with lifelong premature ejaculation, people who used creams antidepressants, creams. Yeah, I know, some Neosporin. Not Neosporin. Not sunscreen. The creams were probably those lidocaine, those numbing creams, so they aren't that stimulated. They're more numb, so they can last a little longer. Antidepressants also kind of numb you. So that as well. And then I guess they were trained to exercise their pelvic floor muscles for 12 weeks. Okay, I think I can hear Tom in the background doing his pelvic exercises. Good job, Tom. Anyway, at the start of the study, the man's average time to climax was about 32 seconds. They were able to extend it to almost 2.5 minutes, which was a fourfold increase by the end of the three-month pelvic exercise program. They say only 5 men in the whole study of the 40 men had no significant improvement and said the pelvic exercises were stupid. No. Can you picture men standing there? All right, everybody, and now hold your breath and tighten. Anyway, see, we women, we Kegel all the time. I've been Kegeling for the past 2 hours, but for men to do pelvic exercise is kind of difficult. Okay, anyway, so they say here, according to the findings, oh, for those of you that want to know where the findings were presented, it was presented Sunday at the European Congress of Urology in Stockholm. Okay, yep, there is a European Congress of Urology. It's a big subject. Right? The man's urological system deserves a whole entire congress in Europe, of course. Now, they said this is a very tiny, small study, so the effects need to be verified in a bigger, girthier trial. Nevertheless, the results were very erect. This is study leader, I'm paraphrasing, Dr. Antonio Pastore from Sapienza University in Rome. He said this in a news release from the European Association of Urology. You know what? I should do that. I should do a remote show. I should probably remotely, you know, do my show one day where I'm at one of these European conferences of urology, right? And here I am. I think a lot of people would be very interested to do, you know, and then I could have specimens come by and I could talk to them. Okay, now, these exercises, we call them rehab exercises, but they're called pelvic floor exercises, and we use this for male incontinence, especially men having prostate cancer surgery. A lot of times you don't have that function, so you try to use the muscles that you have to gain some sort of control, okay? And the exercises have previously been tested in men with temporary ejaculation, but not for people that have this long, long term. So if you're able to improve a man's sex life, they're there. And I bet they will do the exercises, and you make sure that their woman is on top of them, making sure, I mean, on top of the situation, telling them to go, please, this is a family show, telling them to do their exercises. Now, I know a lot of women are probably listening right now going, wait a second, Dahlia, hold on. You mean I could go to sleep after 30 seconds? Why would we want to extend it? Listen, okay? Before our sex drives dropped, we did want it to last longer than a minute or two, didn't we? We really do. This helps us, ladies. It really, really does. Okay? So let's kind of work together. Let's kind of group together to make this work. All right. So, but men, listen. Okay? I know a lot of people, you know, joke and, but it's definitely a no joking matter. Okay? I think it's an extremely, extremely important part of the marriage to be able to be happy sexually. So if you're having any issues, you got to talk to your doctor about it. Don't be embarrassed. You're not the only one. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1 in 5 Americans claim to be victims of online personal data theft. We're going to be talking about that probably tomorrow. You know, how to protect yourself, because that's some scary stuff. Imagine somebody wanting to be Dr. Dahlia. Somebody did. Somebody pretended to be me and gave flu shots 1 year. That was some scary stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down.
Do you want to feel awesome all day long? Do you want to sleep so good you wake up feeling awesome, the way you did when you were a kid? Feel awesome with no caffeine, just awesome tasting nutrition. Try Passion for Life and rediscover your awesomeness. Call today, 844-TRY-LIFE. Call 844-879-5433
or visit 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Did you know the average family throws away an estimated $2,500 of food each year? Want to save that money? Well, now you can with your own freeze dryer. Right, a freeze dryer from Harvest Right allows you to freeze dry fruits, vegetables, meats, even full meals, and save a bundle. Don't throw away leftovers. Freeze dry them with an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the amazing freeze dryer works. Again, that's HarvestRight.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.